Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. On KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. All right, Southern California, today we are going to talk about the cycles of life in our topic called transition and how you can be all that you can be the best that you can be. Sounds like an ad for the Army, actually. And a good topic to pay close attention to, transition, about letting go, rising from the ashes, being the phoenix, and literally becoming what you must be, your destiny, fulfilling your destiny. I was out on the ocean this morning. I was out in the Pacific today, this morning, on a little morning cruise just to kind of shake the cobwebs out. Felt good. The sea condition is dead calm, and I saw that movie the other day. Woo! But great movie, by the way. And it's a beautiful day in Los Angeles. I like it cloudy once in a while because then it's cool, and it's fun that way. All right, how you been? How you doing? What's happening in your life? What's new in your life? What's good in your life? Are you a happy person? Do you have high self-esteem? Do you have confidence? Are you stable? Are you in a position where you can actually say you enjoy life, your life is wonderful, no regrets, no guilt, no remorse? And are you doing what you want to do, and are you excelling in areas you know you are gifted in? Major questions that you should consider on occasion. Many of us are taken through incredible cycles of transition in our lives when we are being asked to let go, to process, to close chapters of our life, to face up to completion, to overcome insecurity and immaturity, and to reach for heights of awareness, enlightenment, and spiritual consciousness and psychic consciousness. And so many times we don't embrace the opportunities that are offered us through these astrological cycles in our lives that occur. Did you know that everyone has a 7-year cycle? You'll notice in relationships it is called the 7-year itch. It is a Saturn cycle, and it's 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, 56, and so forth. Saturn moves into aspect to itself in your chart, either a conjunction, a square, or an opposition aspect, which usually means karma. Usually means process, need for completion, closing chapters, and letting go. So if you've wondered why the first and second grade can be tough for some of these young kids, they're supposed to be learning how to read, and yet they're really not, they're faking it, it's because they are going through a Saturn cycle. That's right. So particularly if you have children that are 6 and 7 years old, take care of them, love them, nurture them, and ask them questions to see how they're doing in their life. Because this is when a child could really fall down their first time unless they're receiving some loving, caring, positive guidance. Same with these kids turning 13 and 14. We're not aware that when a child turns 13 and 14, not only are they going through puberty, they're getting ready to go into junior high and high school, but they're having a Saturn opposition Saturn, which can be one of the most trying times of their lives, one of the most major adjustment periods of their lives, and when they could really get hurt and hit hard, fast, emotionally, mentally, physically, or even spiritually. So once again, if you are with a child that is 13, 14, or 15, and he seems to be going through the doldrums or some kind of weird depression or strange aspect, check his chart and see if he's having a Saturn opposition Saturn. Same with turning 20, 21. A lot of us have gotten out of college by then. A lot of us have been trying to find a job, thinking about getting married, even having children, buying real estate. And we go through tremendous traumas because we don't realize Saturn is square Saturn in our natal chart. So once again, a major karmic adjustment that usually prescribes a need to let go, close chapters, and completion. And then when you finally hit 28 to 30 years old and Saturn has gone around the entire universe, the entire full wheel of the zodiac, the whole spectrum, and you have your Saturn cycle, Saturn return, then the Grim Reaper approaches you, looks you in the face, and says, Farley, actually, whatever your name is, it would say Farley to me, have you been doing what you're supposed to do with your life? Have you fulfilled your destiny? Have you enhanced your spirit and the gifts and the talents that you have and shared them with the universe? Or have you been wasting your time, mulling around about your losses, your frustrations, your depressions, your problems, compounding them. What have you been doing? And it's a 2.5 year period from 27.5 to 30 when you go through this Saturn cycle, the Saturn return, when you have to come to grips with yourself, whether you are doing what you are supposed to do in this life cycle. It doesn't end there. You go to 37 years old, 35 to 37 years old, again, you have a Saturn square. 42, 43, you're having a next Saturn opposition. By the time you're 50, you're having another Saturn square. Then 57 to 60, you're having your second Saturn return. So every 7 years, it lasts for 2 years, the effect each time, we go through a major adjustment when we are being asked by this planet if we are doing what we are supposed to be doing. There are a lot of you out there. There are thousands of my listeners out there that wait tables, and they're secretaries, and they are mechanics, and they are into sales, and real estate, and law, and medicine, and health, and new age practitioners and such. And a lot of you out there are doing what you know you could be doing something else that would make you happier, more fulfilled, more enlightened, and actually doing what you want to do in your life. The question I have to ask for you today, when I took a look at my life in review, because this period in my life is a major monument to my own success and to my own accomplishments, being on KFOX for 5 years this week today, that I took a look at my life in review, and I was aware of how much time I had lost and how much time I had wasted. Do you know, I was a salesman for 10 years, working in my dad's business and outside my dad's business, in that industry, the novelty industry. And it was fun. It was exciting. It was hard work. It was lots of pressure, which I don't like. And it was also lots of emotions, temperament, and long hours. And, you know, everywhere I went and everything I did, people always thought I was an excellent salesman. But it never ceased to amaze me that everywhere I went, people always told me that I missed my calling. Because I always took Donald Duck with me and Kermit the Frog and Goofy and Miss Piggy and E.T. and Yoda and all my little voices and my sense of humor, my laughing, my joking, my carefree attitude, my optimistic lifestyle, and my confidence. And wherever I went, all this time, I had been studying astrology from the mid-70s on up, and people kept on saying, Farley, you missed your calling. You'd either be in front of a group of people, in front of a microphone, on television, in front of a camera, or whatever, you shouldn't be here working these hours and getting paid these wages. People had to tell me that for years and years and years before it sunk in. You know why? Because even though I attempted to reflect confidence and high self-esteem, it was a lie. It really wasn't there. It was a cover-up. Do you know there are those of us that have high self-esteem and confidence, and we know it. And then there are those of us that don't have high self-esteem and confidence, and they also know it. But then, there's a huge sector of the population, at least one-third, that pretends to have high self-esteem and confidence, and it's a lie. They don't. They're insecure. They're actually people that think that if they try anything beyond what they're doing now, they'll fail. And they have a fear of failure. A lot of people, of course, with 10th house planets like myself or Capricorn planets or an afflicted Saturn have this tremendous insecurity connected to fear of failure. Do you know these people will stay in bad marriages, bad relationships, live in wrong residences and associate with the wrong friends and actually stay in bad careers? They won't budge. They'll put up with all types of flack and karma for years and years and years, even though people might go up to them and say, you missed your calling, or even though they may have enough astrological, metaphysical knowledge inside of them to produce a radio show just like the Astrology Hour, right? They'll stay in their doldrum, in their niche, and in an angle of their life that they know really is not progressive, efficient, or what we would call uplifting as far as evolving, evolutionary. And in a way, when you look back at these periods, when you avoid transition, that's what the topic is, when you avoid change, when you don't allow yourself to demolish that building like I talked about yesterday, oftentimes we must use the symbolism And it is just symbolism. The building looks like it's in pain when it's reduced to rubble by that explosion that just makes it kind of settle to the ground. But in truth, the building and the ground it's on, the spirit of that building must know that something new is about to be constructed on that surface, something new with high energy and high vision and a tremendously more power. We are all like those buildings in many ways. There are parts of our lives that must be demolished so the phoenix can rise. We avoid transition because we are frightened. We avoid embracing our destinies. We avoid embracing the truth and the power of our lives, the reason why we were born, because we are frightened. We have fear of failure. We compound these fears with negativity and worry. And it's true. It is really a reason why we don't break out of the rut we're in, because we know we would manifest negatives. We know we might manifest Murphy's Law. Well, you know, what I found out with life, and especially for a lot of you younger folks out there listening that are pre-40, learn to respect people over 40, because astrologically they've been through it, I'll tell you. But if you are listening to this show for the first time, or if you've been listening to it for a while, and you are in the pre-40 group, trust me, in order to get anything in life, what I have found out is either you have to pay a price, that's right, whether it's financial, mental, spiritual, or emotional, you have to go through an experience, or sometimes you have to fall down a little bit, but the key here is that you have to take a risk. You have to stick your neck out. That's right. These people that you see in society and in the world that are rich, that are famous, that are successful, that are movie stars, that have radio shows, television shows, that have published books or whatever, have actually taken the chance to develop a talent and take a risk to manifest it and make it happen. So many of us, billions of us, have this creative force inside of us. Billions of us know what our talent is. Billions of us have identified what their gift is. But do you know, people will call me in their 30s and 40s, and they'll ask me, like they don't know, Farley, what's my gift? What's my talent? And you know what? If you don't know, then I'll look in your astrology chart, and I'll try to help you find it. I don't know whether it's unfortunate or not, but many of you that listen to this show, like this show, relate to this show, and understand what we're talking about, literally are meant to become New Age teachers and New Age scholars and metaphysicians and healers and spiritualists and seminar leaders and all this stuff. So frankly, if you call me up and I tell you that you're a New Age herald, then I don't want you to be mad at me and say, Farley, I don't know whether I can handle that. I'd rather make $1 million in real estate, because what I would tell you is I would tell you that what you need to do is sit down in meditation and spiritual reflection and consider what you like in life, what you enjoy, what makes you happiest. A lot of people just like helping others. They do. Psychology is an interesting science, because in psychology, they put you through all this schooling as to how to help people and how to advise them and counsel them. And you know what? I personally think they make it too hard to be a certified therapist, because I know a lot of people out there that are not certified that are much better therapists than the professionals can be, including myself, right? Like, I know people out there that aren't even astrologers that can help people better than I can, because I don't know all the answers, right? But the thing is that so many of you have missed your calling because you've avoided the transition. This is like a battle. Living on Earth in this dimension is like unto a war. And in many ways, you have to treat it like it's a game, because it is so competitive. But if you want to be comfortable, and if you want to be happy, and if you want to have abundance and prosperity, you have to fight for it. You have to get psyched up. You have to get yourself generated, and you have to empower yourself with spiritual and physical and mental and emotional stability and foundation in order for you to enhance the gift, find the gift that you have, and promote it, manifest it, and deliver it. I'm not saying it's bad to be a waiter or a waitress or a ditch digger or a truck driver or somebody, a school teacher or whatever. It's not bad to do anything. If you like it, if you enjoy what you're doing, you're fine. But so many of us have missed our calling because we haven't empowered ourselves to have that transition, that rebirth, that phoenix-type effect to truly lift us beyond our wildest dreams. beyond our wildest abilities and to empower us with the ability to lead, teach, and guide humanity in a way that is so needed right now by so many people. I am also aware that a lot of you listening to the show are in show business. You are actors. A lot of you like to call yourselves starving actors and actresses and musicians. Talk about negative. Get that word out of your vocabulary. If you want to make it in this business, then the only way you're going to make it is you must produce and direct and manage yourself. You know why there's so many people out there knocking on doors? Because they're insecure and they don't empower themselves and they depend on others to secure their success. I was there. I have a Bachelor of Arts in Drama from Central Methodist College. I'm a producer and a director and an actor. When I first came to Hollywood in 1970, I knocked on doors, I went on cattle calls, and I was totally frustrated, but I still knew eventually that I was meant to be on the air, on the microphone, on television, on the radio, in the newspapers, whatever. I knew I was meant to be in this business. Where I was wrong is that I thought I was supposed to break into the movies like Robert Redford. My ego got taken away with me and sent down the river here. And basically, I took a look at my life as the years went on, developed my voice, developed my spirit, developed my personal security, confidence, and self-esteem, and sharpened up some of my knowledge and some of my studies and enlightenment areas. And I put it all together and learned about computers and human relations and counseling and astrology and metaphysics and ended up with this radio show. So I am now in the business. And so many of us, just like Farley Malaris was, are out there so frustrated. And yet, you know, if you try hard enough, you can be a producer. You can learn how to buy time on television and produce your own shows. You can learn how to buy time on radio and produce your own shows. You can learn how to get financing for movies and produce your own movies. That's right. You can get investors together for like $1 million and throw out one of these handmade films that they do and that some of these people make so much money on because they're able to get them out with small investment. But you know what we do? We depend on other people. Isn't this the symbolism of life? And isn't this the whole point of the topic that I'm talking about today? Whenever you look outside of yourself for support, finances, work, help, assistance of any kind, that's when you're at the mercy of this dimension and the forces beyond the spirit. It is self-sufficiency. It is transition to developing the inner spirit, the self-realization of the self-love and the self-esteem you have to empower yourself, to allow yourself to become that producer, that director, that investor, that backer that you must be to truly survive in this competitive lifestyle, in this competitive race. And whether you're in show business or not, you relate to what I'm talking about. Too many of us choose to be workers and depend on other people to make us happy. And the only way you can be happy and creative and powerful and live the best you can possibly be to fulfill that spiritual destiny you know you must is to empower yourself and do it yourself. DIY. Do it yourself. And it bothers me sometimes, not always, but just occasionally, how so many people are lost and lonely and frustrated and insecure and depressed and running and self-destructive and into all these bad habits and stuff. And really, all they got to do is throw off the shackles of enslavement and the dependency beyond the spirit and learn to make their spirit glow from within and manifest that power of God that they have. And that's what this show and this topic and this idea, this issue of transition is all about. Do you know that since the Astrology Hour has been on the radio for 5 years, do you know how many people we have affected in this town? It's true that maybe we've only really gotten interest from a small sector of people that have really listened to the show. If we have maybe 100 or 200,000 people listening, I kind of tend to think only 5 or 10,000 really get what I'm talking about. The rest of them may get bits and pieces of it. Maybe they're growing. Maybe they're striving. Maybe they're still skeptic or closed-minded. But in truth, can you imagine that I have gotten letters from people that have become astrologers from nowhere, from out of the darkness? They have turned into healers, astrologers, metaphysicians, seminar leaders, people that have their own programs of self-realization, counselors, and people that have become actors and actresses and success stories that are just beyond your wildest dreams because they decided to take the jump, to take the risk, and to empower themselves. The transition that is needed to lift the shackles of limitation and dependency beyond the spirit and finally empower your own spirit with that high self-esteem, that high self-love, that high self-confidence, and that high recognition of the messianic particle that lies within the individual, the God self. And being God and creating something beautiful, powerful, and loving. Anybody can do it, no matter what their chart is. And don't be frightened, because you're not going to get anywhere, frankly, unless you take the risk. Unless you stick your neck out just a little bit and try it and see what happens. And when you do it, when you finally become what you're meant to be and you know you've become what you're meant to be, you'll be so happy and so blissful that you'll think back to this show that you've saved and recorded or ordered, and you'll say, Farley, thank you. Thank you for reminding me of something that I forgot. Because life was not meant to be difficult and complicated. Life was meant to be simple, easy, and basic. And it is simple, easy, and basic philosophies of life that will carry you into the realm of bliss, happiness, and spiritual comfort. That's really what the truth is all about. It's just having an attitude of love, happiness, and awareness, and also being able to put yourself in a blissful, centered experience, the center of the universe, and by doing that, carrying forth with your mission of light, love, happiness, and throwing off that shackle of negativity and worry that's been holding you down maybe your whole life. And you know, a lot of us have been through some pretty strange childhoods. We're talking karma here. A lot of us have been dragged to some pretty frightening corporate and work experiences. And many of us, if not all of us, have been tortured and crucified in horrible, ugly relationship situations. It doesn't do a bit of good to sit there and dwell on it. It's over. It's finished. Let go. The building has been demolished. It's time to rebuild a better structure. Use the symbolism and don't dwell on your life's problems. Get in touch with them and cry it out. Get over it. Go through the mourning period. Go through that mourning period you need, mourning, to offer a process for completion so you can close these negative chapters in your life and so you can open some new beginnings and start that transition. TRANSITION. Transition, my favorite word. And everyone out there with 8th house planets and Scorpio planets know what I mean, because that's the Phoenix effect, the Scorpio factor. And if you've listened to this show all week, you'll know that you are all 12 signs. So somewhere in your chart, you have Scorpio vibration in one of your houses, and that's your Phoenix. That's your focus for transition, where the Scorpio is and where the Lord of Scorpio, Pluto, is. Those two factors in your chart represent the Scorpio syndrome in your life and the allowance for you to rebirth and have awesome, powerful transmission and happiness and blissfulness in your life. And once again, this show is dedicated to those of you that needed to hear that topic today, as every day we've tried to present to you exactly what you need to hear.